Hello, and welcome to the Mentor of Life podcast by Dr. Shola Izokoli. I am Dr. Shola Izokoli, your life makeover mentor. With untraditional solutions to age-old problems, I help you create what you want in life, health, and relationships. Yes, you can have it all.
Hello and welcome back. I am once again Dr. Shola Izokoli. I am an internist, a life coach, a physician coach, a business consultant, an author, a speaker. I'm also a wife and a mother, and I wear many hats in short. But I help people, busy physicians and non-physicians, create options for themselves outside of traditionally prescribed roles. And I do this through coaching, I do it through speaking, through the different programs I have, and I just help people create that life that they want outside of what you've seen everybody do. For example, all doctors do XYZ. Whatever that XYZ is that you don't want to do, I help you do. Whatever the opposite of the XYZ that you don't want to do, I help you do that. Well, women do this, doctors do this, CEOs do this, business people do this, and that this is not lighting your fire anymore. Well, instead of this, I can help you do that. I help busy people create new careers, businesses, and vocations in 6 months or less through the Shola method. So, now we've got past what I do and how I can help you. Today, I'm going to be talking about the dark side of altruism. Altruism has a dark side? Really? Well, let's go. Now, altruism, as everyone knows, means doing good. You know, I don't have a dictionary in front of me, but everyone understands the phrase, the word altruism to mean doing good things for people, your family, your community, if you're a doctor, your patients, and you know, whatever work you do, your clients or your customers. But do you know that altruism has a dark side? I tell my children this. I said, anything that you take to the extreme becomes bad. And that includes altruism. I have, there's a phrase that I love so much that one of my fellow coaches, physician coaches uses. Her name is Dr. Jatu Senesi, and I've left her website in the show notes so you can check her out in the comments, show notes, whether you're watching this on podcast or YouTube. And she coined the phrase pathological altruism. At least that's who I credit for the phrase. And basically, pathological altruism is altruism taken to the extreme. Pathological altruism is when you don't include yourself in your altruistic acts. And what happens then? You create winners and losers. And the loser in pathological altruism is always the pathological altruist. Now, there are times when there is need for one to go the extra mile. There are times when there's an emergency. Someone's about to be put out of their house. Someone's bleeding to death and needs, you know, emergency surgery. Somebody needs CPR. There are emergencies. There are crises. There are urgent things that happen where all hands have to be on deck. And, you know, you just do what you want in order to prevent death or dismemberment or some extreme adverse situation. However, every day is not a crisis. Every day is not an emergency. Every day is not an urgency. And today I'm going to be sharing with you 10 signs of pathological altruism. And of course, what you can do instead. So hang on to your hats. Here we go. Number one, the first sign of pathological altruism is going to work when you're too sick to work. Okay, and this is not an indictment on anybody. I've done it myself in the past until I learned that no one benefits from a sick doctor coming to work. You come to work, you could infect people depending on what the sickness is. You come to work and you're sick, you, at the time when you should be rushing to do something, now you're walking slowly, holding onto your back because your back hurts, right? So pathological altruism in that form helps no one. If you are sick, do the common sense thing and extend that same courtesy, the same thing you would tell if you're a doctor, the same thing you would tell a patient if they were in that state. Well, you can't go to work like this. Do it for yourself. Now, I understand people will say, well, I'm a doctor. There's nobody to cover my clinic, or there's nobody to cover my shift, or this or that. Do you know that if for some reason you died, the world would still go on? If you were to drop dead, the world would not stop for your shift. The world would not stop for your clinic. Those patients will find somebody else and find some other solution. That is just the truth. And the sooner we face as the truth, the sooner we can stop casting ourselves in the role of us, the Superman of the world, and take care of ourselves when we need to be taken care of. Number two, feeling guilty about taking any time to do anything for yourself. And the alternative is usually, well, I should be playing with my kids, or I should be catching up with my friends, or I should be doing XYZ for XYZ person and any number of people. Do you know that you are just as worthy of your own time as the other people you give it to? If you feel guilty about taking time for yourself to do things, you know, do something for yourself, maybe go somewhere, maybe relax, watch TV, do things that people normally do, instead thinking that you have to use that time to do something for somebody, that is a sign of pathological altruism. You are just as worthy of your own time as other people are, even more so. Number three, feeling guilty about spending money on yourself in spite of the fact that you can afford it and you've taken care of your, say, responsibilities, right? So we're talking about you have play money that you're scared to spend on you. When I say play money, you know what I mean. Some people, I have actually met people who wouldn't sign up for coaching because of this. Like, well, the money I spend on coaching, I can use it to, help somebody do X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. Now, no one is saying to take money out of other people's mouths or food out of other people's mouths in order to spend money on coaching. But when it's money you actually don't have plans for and you can actually afford to spend it on something you need. So it may not even be coaching. It could be maybe a nice car, right? You know, well, I have the money. I've taken care of my responsibilities, but I don't want to spend it on myself because it could be used for insert some other real or imagined responsibility for some other people in there. That is another sign of pathological altruism. You are just as worthy of spending the money you earn on you. Right? You take care of your responsibilities. You have the money. It's okay to spend money on yourself. Number four, thinking that you need someone else's permission to take care of yourself. You don't. And nobody's going to give it. Especially people who are benefiting from your pathological altruism. They're not going to want you to take care of yourself. And those are the people that a lot of people typically look at for validation. I come along, say, yeah, take care of yourself. You know, put off your phone, take that spa day, go to bed, lie down, and they don't want to hear it. But the people who benefit from you being pathologically altruistic, you can see that they're not going to want to give that up. Number five, and this is important, needing external sources to validate your suffering. You're going through something, you know you're going through it, but you don't take it seriously unless there's somebody else to tell you, oh, this is serious. Why? It's pathological altruism. It means you don't see yourself as that important. You don't see yourself as just as important as the people you take care of. This is a sign of pathological altruism again. The same way you don't need someone else's permission to take care of yourself, you don't need someone to tell you, oh, you're depressed, or you're burned out, or you need a mental health day before you do it. You don't need someone else to tell you, oh, you know what? you need to slow down, or you binge eat too much carbs and you're twice the weight you were last year, or any number of things, right? It could be any number of things. You don't need someone else to tell you what you're going through before you decide to take care of it and before you decide to take it seriously. That's number five. Number six, finding your self-worth in suffering for others. Now, if you have a broken sense of self-worth, which could come from any number of things, not going to go into that now, sometimes you could grow up finding your self-worth in suffering for others. Like, well, you're not validated until you're, you know, I'm up at night running up and down for somebody who a lot of times don't really care one way or the other anyway. Or running up and down, enabling, you know, doing things for people who that they can do for themselves. I have seen people borrow money to give away. Like, that doesn't even make any sense to me. You're borrowing money. You're getting money that you don't have, that you may have to pay with back with interest, to give it away because you find your self-worth in suffering for others. That is pathological altruism. That is not right. Your self-worth is your self-worth. You're a human being with worth of your own just for the fact that you're a human being. You don't have to suffer for others in order to prove that you're worthy. Number seven, you encourage others to get support, but you don't get support yourself. That's pathological altruism. You clearly realize there's a need for support. You probably support other people and help them, but you won't get support yourself. Like, well, I can do it on my own. No, I don't need support. And a lot of times when we do that, when we eventually put up our hands to say we need support, it's usually after things, so many things have broken down. It's perfectly okay to say to someone, I can't support you right now. I'm going through stuff right now. Now, I can't support you in whatever it is, or I can't be there for you or whatever. It's actually okay. And everyone goes through stuff. So why is it okay that others need support, but you think you are never going to need support? Again, this is a function of pathological altruism. Number eight, over-explaining. No is a complete sentence. But a lot of times the reason we over-explain is because we feel we need validation for others from other people to take decisions. It's like a mother may I mentality. Like, why? When you were a child, you said to yourself, when I grow up, I could do anything I want. Well, you grow now, do it. There's no need to over-explain. Over-explaining is not necessary. Because the more you even explain and explain and explain, the weaker your position becomes. No, I won't be able to do that right now. And that's that. Simply because your validation comes from inside, not from other people's approval of your explanation. And the thing about over-explaining is nobody is fooled by it. You know, everybody knows an over-explanation when they see one. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And you're taken even less seriously when you over-explain. Number eight, over-giving. Sorry, number nine, over-giving. You can only give what you have and what you're willing and able to give in terms of time, energy, and resources. I'm going to say that again. You can only give what you have and are willing and able to give in terms of time, energy, and resources. Remember that when you're tempted to overgive. Back to what I talked about, borrowing money to give it away. That's messed up. There's no need for you to overgive. Give as you're able and willing. And, you know, leave the rest. There are so many problems in the world. And you, one person, Miss or Mr. pathological altruist or Dr. Pathological Altruist, you cannot solve them all. You just can't. It's just what it is. Last but not the least, overdoing. I see this with doctors a lot. They get hired for a job. It's like, oh, I got hired. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy. And then somebody throws out this committee, that committee, the other committee, and they're like, boom, 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 boom. Before you know it, you have one person on 16 committees. How? Why? How can you even be on 16 committees? This is not even, I don't know that it's possible to function effectively on 16 committees and see patients and teach and do all the other things you do as a doctor. You don't have to overgive. Oh, it's just an opportunity to be here. So what? And remember, if you are hired for a job, you're not being given the job. You were chosen because you applied, you went through the process of whatever hiring process it is, and you earned it. If they didn't think that you were a valuable addition to their organization, they would not have hired you. So there's no need to prove more by overgiving. Overdoing. I was talking about overgiving. You don't need to prove more by overdoing. Do what you're able to do. Of course, give your best. That doesn't mean you should just, be lackadaisical or whatever. No, give your best. But overgiving, give your best, do your best, but overdoing is not necessary. So, I'm not going to recap the 10 points, but I would like to invite you to click on the links and my website and my new program, it's called Rock Your Medical Career. Click on there, look at the testimonials, see what other clients have said, and then book your free call. The first call is free, and at that call, you can decide whether you want to work with me longer term in the 6-month program, or maybe you want a new session or whatever it is, I can create it for you. It's time for you as a doctor to rock your medical career. And also check out my friend, Dr. Jatu Senesi, who coined the phrase pathological altruism. She's also a physician coach. So, her website is in the show notes. It's lovely to do this broadcast, this YouTube video, and leave something in the comments for me. Let me know what you think. Share this with other people. Click the bell icon. Subscribe, etc., etc., etc. You know, share. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Mentor of Life podcast, your one-stop shop for innovative solutions in life, health, and relationships. My little piece of the internet is shalaezeokoli.com. That's shalaezeokoli.com. There you can find links to my social media pages, sign up to work with me, or invite me to speak at your corporation, conference, or other event. Thank you so very much for listening. Until next time, remember, yes, you can have it all.